Hi there, welcome to Soul Candy, the candy for your soul, and the Earth is round. Thought we were past that as a humanity, but I mean, apparently not, because some people still think that the Earth is flat. In all seriousness, so the Earth is round. We're in the third dimension here. Things are in 3D, not 2D. I'm sorry if that makes you feel bad, but I mean, the Earth is round. We've known this for quite a while. The Earth is round. Anyways, I've seen a bunch of these videos on YouTube being turds of people just being mean, and I don't like it. So don't be mean on the internet, because I go to school, and at school, these people are rubbing off on impressionable youth, and these impressionable youth are turning into complete turds that are mean to everyone. So don't be mean on the internet. It has an effect on people. So, don't do it. Don't be a jerk. So, archangels. So, archangels are basically the... Okay, if you're gonna think of angels as different levels, it's the nine choirs of angels, by the way. The archangels are the level above the guardian angels, and the guardian angels are assigned to you and only you, and the archangels can be with anyone. And you cannot have an archangel as your guardian angel. They don't do that, okay? That would be like offering Ariana Grande $5 to perform for 3 hours at your birthday party. She wouldn't do it. I'm not saying that that's the reason why archangels don't do it. Archangels are just so powerful that they don't. They just are for everyone to use. They're like public awesomeness for everyone. And you probably know Archangel Michael, because everyone knows Archangel Michael. And Archangel Michael is protection, courage, safety, life purpose, and fixing things. And his name means he is like God. Anyways, the reason why I think that this is the case is because not a lot of people feel safe, so they like the protection and archangel. But we are going to read off all of the archangels, the meaning of their name, their color, and their specialities in alphabetic order, because we do not have favorites in this podcast. Alright, so Archangel Ariel. You know, if you've watched The Little Mermaid, Ariel, I'm pretty sure that's who Ariel is based on. Anyways, her name means the lioness of God. Her color is pale pink. Her specialities: nature, animals, fairies, manifesting, earthly needs, and environmentalism. She's basically the fairy archangel. So go ahead and listen to our fairy podcast. Okay, Archangel Azrael. His name means whom God helps. His color is creamy white. Specialities: healing the bereaved, grief counseling, helping souls cross over. So helping souls cross over means like helping dead people get into the afterlife. Archangel Chamuel, he who sees God. That's the meaning of his name, by the way. Color: pale green. Specialities: universal and personal peace, finding things. Archangel Gabriel, the strength of God. Copper: messages, communication, parenting / adoption, creativity, nudger. Archangel Haniel, grace of God. Pale blue, like moonlight. It's the color of moonlight, okay? Specialities: awakening / trusting your spiritual gifts, releasing the old, and woman's health. They should have one for men's health, too. I wonder if there is one for men's health. Archangel Jeremiel, mercy of God, dark purple, developing your spiritual gifts, conducting a life review for enlightenment of what's next. Jophiel, beauty of God, dark pink, beautifying and uplifting thoughts, feng shui, and clearing out clutter. Archangel Metatron, okay, wait. I said there wasn't going to be favorites. You can have any favorite, but Metatron is my favorite. Metatron used to be this dude named Enoch, but for some reason, I've always felt a connection with him, probably because he's attracted to highly sensitive people, especially youth, and I'm a youth. And anyways, I was at Comic-Con, and there was this dude who was selling sci-fi angel drawings. And I got the one of Metatron, and it's now on my wall. And I love it. And, okay, Metatron, he doesn't have a meaning of his name. Colors, violet and green. Sacred geometry. Time warping. This archangel can warp time. I wish that's so cool. I like warping time. I want to warp time. But isn't that cool? That's like a superpower that this archangel has. So you can call upon Metatron. We'll go over that later. And you can call upon Metatron. And if you have like a deadline or something, you can do the same amount of work, get up for lunch, and it's still 8 in the morning. That's how cool Metatron is. Metatron is awesome. Archangel Michael went over this briefly. He who is like God, royal blue, purple, and gold. Protection, courage, safety, life purpose, and fixing things. Archangel Raguel, friend of God, pale blue. Healing arguments or misunderstandings. Harmony to situations, attracting new friends. Archangel Raphael, God heals. Emerald green, healing of people and animals. Travel, soulmates. Archangel Raziel, secrets of God, rainbow. Understanding secrets of the universe, dream interpretation, remembering / healing past lives. Archangel Sandalphon, yeah, he was immortal too, like Metatron, and his name was Elijah. And his name means brother together, because since he is like, he's like Metatron, they're kind of like brothers, because they're the only ones that used to be normal people. Hey, maybe when you die, you'll get to become an archangel. That's a good thing to put on your bucket list. Maybe soon there will be an Archangel Brian. So, his name means brother together, because it's like brothers with Archangel Metatron. Color, turquoise. Receiving and delivering prayers, music. So that's where all the prayers go. Archangel Uriel, light of God, yellow. Ideas, insights, epiphanies, intellectual understanding, writing, speaking, teaching, and emotional healing. Archangel Zadkiel, the righteousness of God. Deep indigo blue, memory, students, test taking, forgiveness, remembering your divine spiritual origin and mission. Whew, that was all of the archangels. Man, there's a lot of archangels. Oh my gosh, we have already been talking for 8 minutes. Okay. So, how do you actually integrate these awesome archangels into your life? Well, you can call upon them to help you. You just have to ask, and they'll happily do whatever for you. Like, you can ask Archangel Michael to protect you or fix something. You can ask Archangel Metatron to warp time. Okay, but something that's important to do is every day you gotta sever your negative energy cords. You could call this cutting the cord. I just call them negative energy cords. Anyways, you ask Archangel Michael to come down with his sword of light and cut any negative energy cords in the front of you, the back of you, the right of you, the left of you, above and below you. And that'll just basically get rid of, like, you know, negative attachments that people have to you. So that's pretty cool. So all you just have to do is ask. That's pretty much it. That's how you call upon these angels. There are loads of meditations that you can do for these angels, and they're pretty cool. There are also a lot of tarot decks for angels. I love tarot. Tarot is awesome. Specifically, Radley Valentine's tarot decks. He has, let me count them. 1, 2, 3, 4. He has 3 angel tarot decks out now. And he also has the Angel Answers Oracle cards out now. And those are pretty good angel tarot decks. you want to get some of your messages from your guardian angels, the archangels, etc., etc. Another good way to talk to your angels is through automatic writing. And basically, you get out a notebook and you write a question like, you got any advice for, I don't know, tomorrow? And then you just keep on writing. You just keep on moving your hand. Just keep on moving. Don't even care. Just keep on moving your hand, and you'll look at it after your hand thinks it's done, and you'll get a message from your angels, and you can read it. This is a really good daily practice. You should do it probably around your meditation time. And that was the candy for your soul. Don't be a turd. The earth is round. Thank you.